Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Damn right. I'm with that lady.
That was a lady bitching that she couldn't find any booze in Pennsylvania there.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
And by the way, I think that could bring both sides together right there. Yep. I think both sides of the political aisle can agree on that one, right?
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
There you go. I think we can agree on that one.
A toast to the apocalypse. All
right, there you go.
You talk to any of your buddies? Are they coping?
Well, I got a buddy of mine fighting cancer right now, so everything's kind of, I don't really feel bad for myself anymore. Yeah, they're doing okay. One's a truck driver. He's out working. One works at UPS part-time. He's kind of a retired guy, just does that little time for, and he's at UPS all the time, loading crap.
But not as alcohol-dependent as their buddy?
I got a couple buddies. No. Every one of my friends.
Okay, I thought so.
Two of them are just beer guys. They're fine. But the other guys are, oh, yeah. No, they're scrambling. One of the guys, I told you, he lives outside of Philly. He's a hardcore boozer. And, you know, he found that they were stopping cars going the back roads to Delaware, you know.
How did he find that out?
I don't know. Was he probably the news.
Was he one of them?
No, he didn't try it. Yeah. But he's probably close to trying it.
Are you going to have to send him a bottle?
No, he's got connections. He's a salesman. He knows what he's doing.
Oh, yeah.
He's got connections.
Can you get beer in the grocery stores?
Yeah, some beer and wine you can still get.
Okay.
It's just a hard liquor, man.
That'll hold you over.
There you go.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Damn right. Yep.
What is spank and spunk?
That's right.
Now, can you still buy beer in the liquor stores?
No, beer. No. Beer was never sold in liquor stores. Beer was distributors and.
Right, the liquor stores are shut down. Well, except for now, you can call in your order, but apparently, you have to try 67 times.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Just to get through.
The liquor store is just liquor.
I know. Well, yeah. Yeah, all kinds of liquor.
Yeah, it's not an alcohol store. You'd be a fool to think so. Does it have to be over a certain proof?
It's just all everything you think is liquor.
I'm curious.
Is. Vodka, rum,
everything
whiskey,
that's not beer
tequila.
Or wine.
Right.
All these spirits. Right. Yeah. Go to the state-run liquor store.
All right.
It's stupid.
And they still sell the very high-proof beer?
I don't even know.
At the grocery store?
I haven't lived there in a long time, so I'm not sure.
Yeah, that's all weird. Right.
But every time I'm home, I go to the grocery store looking for booze like an idiot. Because I live in a state where they just hand it to you at the border.
It's encouraged.
No weed. Yeah.
We are celebrating Jazz Appreciation Month.
No, we're not. No, it sucks. So we're not celebrating that at all. That freeform stuff is just brutally bad. Hey, but if you're into it, that's okay.
Movie theaters are closed. Restaurants, stadiums closed. Coca-Cola has dropped 25% of their global volume in sales.
People are now out and about. Now, the restaurants, for sure. That's probably a lot of that. You know, they were talking about opening the some movie theaters, too, in Georgia. I'm thinking, how? Yeah. You sit every six seats away from somebody?
No, you're the only one thinking how. They're just going to do it.
Yeah,
it's going great.
You're right.
Yeah. You open the door.
I ain't sick. Yeah. I saw a guy last night on one of those stupid protests. I'm shaking hands and hugging people because that's what you do. And if I get sick, it's on me. I said, oh, please get
it
sick.
It is on you.
Please get sick. Problem is, he'll get other people sick.
Right.
It's not about them. That's what drives me crazy. They say, I don't care. It's not about you.
There's going to be a period of time where he doesn't know that he's giving it to other people.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Then I said something about being empathetic. And then it's funny if you bitch about somebody not being empathetic, how they prove they're not empathetic with their first comeback. An old buddy of mine back east I knew years ago. I didn't know him that well. I just know he was a jackass. And I said something about being empathetic. And he said, what, are you scared? I said, no, I'm not scared. I'm responsible. And I'm thinking, you don't understand the word empathetic, did you?
No, they don't.
He didn't right away. He said some really nasty stuff right away. I'm thinking, oh, so you don't even know what that means, empathetic to other people's situations, do you?
I'm scared.
Yeah. Of course I'm scared.
It's a global pandemic.
I'm scared too. I'm scared too. I see people.
It's horrifying.
I see people that are dead without pre-existing conditions.
Yeah.
5-year-old, 25-year-old. You see people. So I know people. And I love people that say, well, hey, pre-existing conditions. People that say that, you look at them and go, well, so do you. I can tell.
Right.
You're out there smoking 5 cigarettes an hour. You get a big gut on you. You're pre-existing, you dumbass. So I love that.
You got something.
There's a guy smoking and pounding booze and probably got diabetes. Well, that guy had pre-existing. That's why he's there. I'm thinking, no, dude, you do.
I don't have the diabetes.
Yeah, I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
You know it's bad because now leaders in Bavaria have announced that Oktoberfest is canceled.
Oh, you're right. Pussies.
Well, I saw last week they're still doing Sturgis.
They are?
Yeah. That's in August.
I haven't seen anything.
Well, it's in August. Okay. Yeah. All right. Let's.
Well, Oktoberfest is
October. Well, it's actually the end of September. But they can't call it Septemberfest because that'd be stupid.
Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah.
That
plus it'd be Septemberfest too, for that matter.
Yeah,
you know, the thing is, a lot an odd percentage.
I know.
A largely odd percentage of people that I hear about who gather in close proximity and bitch about things have Sturgis in common.
Yep, I'm familiar with that group of people too.
Yeah,
and they don't buy anything. And they believe the orange leader.
Well, they believe what they want to believe.
The orange leader.
They right.
Believe me, I'm familiar with this group of these guys.
They just believe what's most convenient for them.
The You're right. Right. You're right, Todd.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything that would be an inconvenience is not true.
Right.
Yeah.
That's it.
And it's easier than ever to find the right answer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this guy said, so let's go.
Yeah, the Sturgis is a petri dish to begin with. I want things to be okay in August, but you know, who says it's going to be?
There's no trusted man. There's no guru that we can all go to. That we all say, oh yeah, I love and respect. I respect that guy's opinion. Let's go with what he says. That's not the case now. It's all fragmented.
Well, some of us believe in science and some people don't.
Yeah.
So that's the fragmentation right there.
Yeah, it makes it tough if people don't believe in
science, right?
Proven facts.
Doctors and science.
Well, I don't believe in. Okay.
That makes it easier. Yeah. You're absolutely right. Mm. I don't have to do anything if I don't believe
right.
it. If it's not true, I don't have to do anything. So in order for it to be not true,
right.
I just don't believe it.
Yeah, that's become a common counter argument.
Yeah.
I don't believe it. All right, well, discussion's over.
Right.
There's no more conversation after that.
No.
If they say, oh, I don't believe it, well, I guess I'm done talking to you.
Yeah, well, that drives me nuts, too. People are like, oh, you have to respect everybody's opinion.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't.
No.
No, you don't. Not when that opinion kills people.
Yeah, that's not an opinion.
No, it's not.
At that point.
We talk about some people we know that are, you know, all over the Twitter saying, stop hearing me, you're just going to have a different opinion. No, your different opinion is killing people.
Yes, it could. More than half of the people who qualify for a stimulus payment, I have an issue with that term, have not gotten anything yet.
Were you stimulated when you saw the check in your account there, Craig? Like, ooh, yeah.
I couldn't spend it on anything.
That's right, you couldn't.
But more than half of the people who qualify for it haven't gotten anything yet. Some people are going to start seeing it this week or next.
Is it all up your nose now, Nick? All the stuff you got?
Oh, yeah.
You got $3,900, right?
Snorted that quick.
Big time. That's a lot of blow.
Yeah. Is it?
Some of it's in my lungs.
Yeah.
My wife was pissed.
You didn't save any for her?
No. your Coke dealer was hurting. We did that. Yeah, so you know, helped him out. You helped him out.
On Monday, Eminem celebrated his 12th year of sobriety.
Pussy.
Oh, that's right. He did the whole rehab series.
Mm-hmm.
Was he just a drunk or is he a druggie too?
Prescription pills.
Oh, yeah.
He got pretty deep into
that.
He was
a pill guy.
Said on April 20th, 2008, he suffered a near-fatal methadone overdose.
Oh, jeez. Okay, he was pretty messed up.
Well, I guess he had done that the previous year. He ended up quitting his pills in 2008.
It's tough to quit during a pandemic, man. Obviously,
well, he didn't.
Nick didn't quit
the
blow.
Yeah, it was 12 years before.
No, you can't. No.
So if he's doing the methadone, those are probably opioids, right?
Yeah.
His pills.
Well, that could have been heroin. Yeah.
Because anything. That would give you to wean you off the opioids?
Yes.
I wanted to try methadone once.
Yeah.
I couldn't.
But you have to get the heroin habit first, then try it.
Yeah, what was working?
You wanted to skip the habit and just go right to methadone.
Well, it had never even crossed my mind. And then I was making IVs at a hospital, the pharmacy, and there was an order for this patient that we had to make these syringes that looked like fluffy orange like popsicles and form, and it just looked so good.
Oh, they did.
And it was for a patient that was in like so much pain that they were.
It looked good.
You know, oh, yeah.
So you went the tap one right there, tap a vein right there?
Well, you just put it in your mouth.
Oh, you could put it in your mouth.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that, yeah.
Oh, well,
it looked really good.
Really going to hammer you in about a week or a couple days. Dr. Mina, when she hears this clip, she's going to go, Nick.
Well, yeah, I knew better, and I totally would have lost my job.
I knew better.
Got a baby at home. What happened? I couldn't resist the methadone. And, sorry,
I don't think
I'm
Dr.
Fired.
Mina has directly addressed you with
Not
a
yet.
Criticism yet. Nick, this might be a first.
No, it might be a first.
Yeah, if it was just a pill, there would be no interest. But it looked like something you would get
juicy,
from
right.
Like an ice cream truck.
Got it. They made it look appetizing, huh?
Yeah.
Got it. What would it have done to you, though?
That's the thing. I don't know.
It killed the pain.
Yeah. Sure, it would have been a decent buzz.
That's right.
That's why he wanted to try.
That's right.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Damn right. I'm with you there, lady. Need a name for that lady. We'll just call her Lady.
Maybe Doc could tell you what it would have done to you.
Yeah. Well, warn them.
Right.
No.
And rekindle your curiosity.
Right.
I mean, it must be similar to taking the opioids.
Yeah, it's because it's supposed to wean you off.
Right.
Well, I think it's as close as you can get to heroin without being
I didn't want the addiction.
Heroin.
I didn't want the addiction. I just want the methadone. That's funny.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
In the states that have decided
pain relief
to allow recreational marijuana use.
Nick, that's what it gives you.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight.
Woo! Oh, the 8 hours of pain relief.
Yeah, it would have been an interesting afternoon at work.
Yep.
Blocks the effects of heroin, morphine, hydrocodone.
Yeah, still worth it, maybe.
Yeah, you can still OD on it, apparently.
Methadone.
Yeah, it's happened to
That's what Eminem.
That's where we started on here, besides Nick's problem.
Well, it's got to be good. There's not another drug that has its own clinic.
Nope.
Is there?
That's a good point.
You mean to dispense it?
Yeah.
Now you're making it sound better for everybody.
Are you getting commission right
for
now,
liquor
Nick?
Stores.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Are you selling
methadone? No, Nick's right. There are clinics that specialize in that. I'm sure they do other things,
too. Called a methadone
too.
Clinic, right?
Yeah, but they're specifically methadone clinics.
There's not a hydrocodone clinic or oxycodone clinic.
There's an alcohol clinic.
Yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah. There's all kinds of rehab facilities.
Well, that and a place where you specifically go to get alcohol. Yeah.
Do they have methadone clinics in this country, or is that Canada socialized?
But yes, that's they only do in, have it here.
Only in progressive states.
Well, we have a hookup anyway. Nick can get us some.
Really? That's in conservative states, too?
Yeah. I'm familiar familiar with where one is in this town.
Really?
They're going to count your methadone.
Yeah. Oh, they keep a count on that, for sure.
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah. In the states that have decided to allow recreational marijuana use.
Do you think after the pandemic's done, I'm trying to put some rose on this thing, that people will be less interested in what people do when it comes to this?
No.
I know. They're going to fall right
back into the old
holier
ways.
Than now crap. Right. Holier than now crap about weed.
Like it never happened.
Right.
We're, what, weeks into this and we have people demanding freedom in front of a Baskin Robbins?
Right.
I don't think everything's just going to calm down.
No. But not weed.
In the states that have decided to allow recreational marijuana use, do Americans think the legislation has been a success or a failure? YouGov did a poll and they came up
with some answers. Why would they ask all Americans, not just people living in those states?
In the states that have...
I don't think the states should vote on that.
I think they asked the people in those states.
Good.
The states that have decided to allow recreational marijuana use, do they think the legislation has been a success or a failure?
Okay.
And I think I have that correct.
Recreational. Got it.
19% say it's been a success. 36% say it's been more of a success than a failure.
So that add those two together.
Right. Yeah.
What is that?
You've got 34.
19 and 36?
54%.
Good, I wasn't even thinking.
Or 53, or I'm sorry, 55.
55.
So over 50, okay, that's
55.
Pretty good.
13% say legislation has been more of a failure than a success, and just 6% say failure. 26% don't know and have been smoking too much weed.
26 were too high to answer the question.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to do some more studying on that. I'll get back to you. How do you not know? I mean, it's been out for a long time. How do you not know?
Well, if you're not in the culture and you don't care.
Yeah, maybe you don't
whether
care.
Or not
maybe it should
do.
Be I don't care.
Yeah.
That should be the answer there.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't care.
Right.
Yeah, but you should still have an opinion. You see the effects. It's
well, you don't.
Oh, no.
Maybe you don't care.
Not having an opinion
maybe realize,
on a lot of things really helps.
Yeah,
I would add that people that don't know to the positive part, actually, and the negative.
You would think
so. They'd be like, I don't know.
Or at least the more of a success than a failure.
I'm with you.
Yeah, because if they're saying that, then, well, it's really not affecting me.
No.
So then the more of a failure than a success added to the failure equals just 19%.
Good. That's good.
See, the circles I run in. 100% raving success.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if I were to do a survey of my friends.
Our circles are skewed.
I'm not sure that's an equal cross section.
California.
Our circles are skewed.
Nevada.
Yeah.
100%. 100% success, according to my friends.
Yeah, this group here is pretty easy to persuade. This circle. We got Nick wanting to try methadone on the side.
He's just curious.
I know. I know. Nobody yelled at him for it. Dr. Mino will. We were just all going, hey, what's it look like?
Well, it's just a one time. It looked like.
Looked really good.
Looked like ice cream topping in these syringes. Yeah. You had to mix the whole thing up.
Yeah.
Our pilot buddy has a good question here. Do you take heroin to counteract a methadone overdose?
Well, Nick was going to find out.
Yeah.
Nick was going to find out.
Yeah, it's long been said that methadone isn't necessarily the greatest way to wean yourself off these other drugs.
No.
No, it seems pretty hard intense.
Hooked on the methadone.
Yeah.
What is the best way? Cold turkey?
I can't answer that.
Isn't that what Keith Richards says?
Climb the walls.
Yeah, you can't go with what he says.
Climb the walls
on all
3 days.
Things.
After that, you're fine.
Yeah, Keith Richards has probably done a lot of things that would kill mortal men.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think he's the sample you can emulate.
That happened early on during the pandemic. That photo of the Stones all got masks on except for Keith. It's great.
Yeah.
It's a great photo. He just enters smiling. And everybody, all the rest of the other three guys got the mask on.
The Madoff Victim Fund.
Oh, that dude.
Will release $378 million to 26,000 victims.
They going to take care of Kevin Bacon?
I don't know. His name didn't specifically come up. This is the fifth payment from the fund that has distributed over $2 billion to Madoff's old investors.
That scumbag.
It was 10 years ago that the 81-year-old, well, the now 81-year-old, was sentenced to 150 years in prison.
God, he's been in prison for 10 years now?
Yeah.
Jeez. Is he bitching about coronavirus trying to get out?
Yeah.
He did.
The Justice Department said it has so far recovered more than $4 billion tied to that fraud.
So they did get some of it back.
Amazing. So far, recovered more than $4 billion, and they've given out, I think, about $2 billion.
And the lawyers probably took a bunch of that, too.
Yeah.
Where was the money? Just hidden somewhere?
Around.
Okay.
Hither and yon.
What are they waiting for the rest of the money?
I can't answer that.
Yeah. Trying to find out who actually has legitimate claims. I'm sure there's a lot of phony claims.
I would also
probably
suggest...
a lot of phony claims, right?
I would also suggest that this is a note for our Deadpoolers.
Uh-oh.
Considering that Bernie Madoff has advanced kidney disease as well.
Man, nobody's going to break a heart for that
guy. I thought
I heard
he was in bad health.
So Madoff should go on the draft board.
As he sets that piece of paper aside.
Yeah.
Right? Special pile
plus
over there.
Plus he's a bad guy.
He literally did, folks. He set that piece of paper off to the side. Let me keep track of that one.
He ruined lives, man.
That is true.
I remember
his son hung himself, too. Remember that?
Kira Sedgwick shortly after that.
Yeah, but she said we were lucky enough. We can make our money back.
She and her husband were fortunate enough that they could go ahead and make money. A lot of people just
She was not fun. She was kind of a bitch on the phone, I thought.
They got all the Bacon Brothers band money.
Yeah.
Well, she really didn't want that question, and I really wanted to ask her.
Yeah.
The first meteor shower since January will light up the sky tonight and early tomorrow morning.
Nobody's going to be awake for that.
No.
Nearly 100 meteors an hour.
Well, a lot of people might.
Man, what time
is
that
on the show? I mean, none of us are going to see it, right?
The almost new moon will not wash out the meteor showers, so you'll be able to check it out.
No, these always happen
a little bit more easily.
Middle of the damn night on a weekday.
And tomorrow morning.
Why can't they plan those for the weekend during the 9 o'clock at night?
Or, you know, like 2 o'clock in the afternoon or something.
Right. Yeah.
Something like that.
Right.
Nice afternoon meteor shower.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I need one of those. And then I need an exact date as to when the pandemic is going to end.
For you or for others?
For everybody.
I actually saw
a guy bitching about that. He was saying that, you know, I know it's serious, but the small business owners need a date. And I'm thinking, no. Okay.
The virus doesn't recognize your risen
date.
We
all got stuff to do, so please, coronavirus.
It needs a date.
Give us a day that you're going to quit.
If we're going to die, let us die drunk.
Damn right.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.